that were read to us, and the fact that from you the word of the Lord sounded out. And I want to say to every member of this church, if you are not encouraged by today's lesson, then I don't know what it's going to take to encourage you and to lift you up and to give you a spirit of enjoyment and excitement about the fact that there are really, really great things that are happening here in this church, and there are some really, really great things that are happening, and we need to be aware of it. What I want us to do today is to talk about what's happened in Mission Sunday in years past. Next week we're going to talk about what's going to happen in this year and in the coming years. But I'd like to just introduce today's lesson and begin this encouragement by reminding you that we've not been doing Mission Sunday for many years. In fact, we've been doing it for 4 years. Now, for the benefit of our visitors, let me explain to you what Mission Sunday is. Normally, until the time and the advent of Mission Sunday, we ran the church on a 52 weeks budget. We said, here's what we need for a weekly contribution, and this is what we'll be able to do if we meet the budget. Well, 4 years ago, under the leadership of our elders, they decided, tell you what, let's do. Let's see if we can increase what we're doing in mission work, in outreach specifically. And so they said, we'll set the budget up, the weekly budget, though it'll be given throughout the year. We'll operate on the 51-week budget, but whatever is given on Mission Sunday, every bit of it will be devoted to mission work. Now, in 2003, we had a mission budget, and this is before the time of Mission Sunday. We were doing these kinds of things. We were supporting in part 7 missionaries and Apologetics Press. We were supporting the teen mission trips and in a more limited way, the Heart to Heart magazine and a radio program. And our budget before we began Mission Sunday was a little over $50,000. So the elders came to the church and said, now if we're going to continue this work on Mission Sunday, we've got to have a contribution of $50,000. But whatever you give above that, we will use for mission work. And so the challenge was made and a pyramid that was used to illustrate if we reach this level, we'll be able to do this. And if we reach this level, we'll be able to do this and be able to do this. Do you remember the excitement in 2004 when instead of that $50,000 that we had been given in 2004 on Mission Sunday, almost $127,000 was contributed to mission work? Isn't that something to rejoice about? For our elders to come before this church and to say to us, look, we want to do more, but to do more, we got to have more. And you on that day dug deeply and a one-time contribution of nearly $127,000. One of the elders remarked to me afterwards, said, you know, we just didn't know what this congregation, we didn't know the heart of this congregation. But I want to tell you, it was not just a one-year thing. In 2005, the number was $120,600. 2006, the number was $123,000. And last year, it was $122,000. I am thankful to be a part of Palm Beach Lakes. I don't know about you, but whenever I think about the word of the Lord sounding forth from you, that's what's happening at this congregation. That church in Thessalonica didn't just isolate themselves to Thessalonica. Paul said that they reached out to that area immediately around them. That's Macedonia, and then to Achaia, and that's the adjoining area. And then he said, and throughout the world your faith is being spoken of. Do you know how much we've given in the last 4 years? Look at the number for the last 4 years. We have given in the last 4 years $493,700. That's $500,000 that this church has given in the matter of doing mission work. Does that excite you and give you an appreciation? And we've averaged $123,000 for mission work. That's something that really, really is exciting. Now, where's this money going? Well, let's talk about where this money for the last 4 years has gone. We've been able to use the Heart to Heart magazine, and so many of you are aware of that, that there is that magazine, Heart to Heart magazine, that is there that reaches out in this area. And so every other month, We come together and we put labels on the Heart to Heart magazine, and these Heart to Heart magazines are sent out. There are 7,800 issues that are sent out every other month, six times. That's 46,000 pieces of literature that's being sent out to approximately 8,000 homes around this area. The Bible talks about going to all the world, and this is just one. And folks, I want you to understand, when we talk about Mission Sunday, Mission Sunday has made this possible. You think of that number and you recognize that in the 4 years since Mission Sunday, we have reached in this area, immediately around the building, 187,000 pieces of literature have been distributed in this area. Now, we actually use Heart to Heart before this, and so the number is, for the last 8 years, is more than 250,000 pieces of literature that's gone out. Folks, if you leave this building today and you're not encouraged, you hadn't been listening to this sermon. And we need to understand, we ought not to brag and get all puffed up about what we're doing. And as the bulletin article you'll read this next week says, it doesn't have anything to us. All the glory belongs to God. But aren't you glad to be a part of a place where we're reaching out and trying to touch the hearts and the lives of others? Let me just talk a little bit about this matter of this Heart to Heart magazine, and to help you understand that we are a part of something that's happening in America that is really, really good. You see, you begin to recognize this magazine is not that very old. In fact, you go back to 1994, and there were not that many not that many usages of it. In fact, I don't know if you can read the number of, what is that, 1,000 in 1994? And look at the circulation of this magazine. Because of congregations like us using this, it's almost 2.6 million pieces of literature. Look at the number of congregations that are involved. In 1995, there were 3 congregations, and right now there are over 1,000 congregations that are involved in this. Look at how far-reaching it is around America. And there's a map that shows the states and the number of congregations in all of the states and the number of pieces of literature that's going out. We ought to rejoice that we are part of something that's happening in this land. Let me just show you how far-reaching it is. Look at the milestones that are being reached in this. And I don't know how much you'll be able to see. It starts in 1999, goes to the year 2006. But in 1999, the circulation was not that large. Buzz, if we could have the next slide. The circulation was 250,000, and that's not much circulation. I have never seen PC Gamer at all, but in that year, there was more people received the Heart to Heart magazine than got PC Gamer. But as that year progressed, the circulation kept going, and in that same year, there was it passed Southern Living in Alabama, which is called Alabama Living, and so it surpassed that. And if you look as these slides go here, you'll see on the right hand side the number of congregations that were involved. In November of 2000, the circulation of Heart to Heart magazine surpassed the Washington Post in circulation. Folks, we are a part of something that's happening in America, and we ought to really, really be thankful for that. And then in 2001, it surpassed the circulation of Fortune magazine and of GQ, and there were 297 congregations that were involved in that. Forbes magazine and Business Week, in November of 2001, 324 congregations were involved in reaching America with that Heart to Heart magazine. And then in January, Teen Vogue, whatever that is, I haven't seen that magazine. It wasn't around when I was a teen, and I don't think I'd have read it anyway. But you think about the circulation of it, and the thing just grows and grows and grows. And just look throughout the years, more than National Enquirer, the circulation surpassed the circulation of Nashville Enquirer, and in January of 2003, it surpassed the LA Times in 2003. In May of that same year, it surpassed Car and Driver, and there were 507 congregations involved in that. The circulation is bigger than Rolling Stones, 541 congregations. You see that growth. It now has more circulation than the New York Times does. Folks, we are a part of something that's happened in America that ought to get us excited about us, the things that we're trying to do. Entertainment Weekly was surpassed. And you begin looking and buzz just keep going as fast as these will come. We've got to slow them down a little bit. Surpassing 17 Magazine and 790 congregations in July of 2005, September, October of 2005. Surpassed U.S. News and World Report, 800 congregations involved in it. And 2006 was a great year. It surpassed the circulation of Parenting Magazine in May and June of that year. In July and August, it surpassed the circulation of USA Today, 900 congregations involved in it. And Glamour Magazine were surpassed in the early part of 2007. What lies ahead? What happened in that year 2007? Folks, it just gets better and better and better. In 2000, as you look at the road ahead, you need to recognize, I don't know what the next slide is, Buzz. Heart to Heart Magazine is currently number 24 on the list of the largest publications in America. Look at In the Road Ahead. In 2007, it surpassed Oprah Winfrey's magazine. Surpassed that. Not only did it surpass that, it surpassed a religious publication called Guidepost. It also surpassed the circulation of Red Book. And then the men's magazine, and look at the devil's logo on that, Maxim. It surpassed that. We're challenging Satan and all that he's doing. And the Lord willing, this year it will surpass a Living and then Cosmo. And then the magazine will be in the top 20. It will also surpass, the Lord willing, Playboy magazine, one of the devil's strongholds in America. And within range and possible what will happen in this year, it will surpass the circulation of Newsweek, Sports Illustrated, TV Guide, and People magazine. Folks, we are a part of something that's happening in America. And I don't know about you, but I'm excited about being a part of Heart to Heart magazine. And you, those of you who are involved in helping in this, you need to know what a great, great servant you are in serving God in making this kind of thing happen. Now, we've expanded in 2007, and we'll talk more about our plans for 2008 next Sunday, but we need more volunteers. We need more people putting on labels. The more people we have whenever those labels show up out there, we need individuals who will just right now make up your mind next time the label's out there, I'm going to be a part of reaching America with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And all that is involved is sticking a label straight on a piece of literature so that it can be a part of reaching America, and it is having an impact in America like you cannot believe. Now we've got a bulletin crew that comes in every week. What we're trying to arrange, if we can possibly arrange it, is a crew that will be involved in whenever those brochures arrive here, when they will arrive at the building, when we can just make one phone call and that person will then be in charge of that crew or whatever, and we'll phone others and they'll say, let's meet down there tonight, or let's meet Saturday morning, or let's meet Sunday afternoon, and sort out those labels and put them in trays, and not putting the labels on, just getting them ready. So that whenever they're brought back in, we can double check, make sure they're all brought back in, and then they can be delivered at the post. What we're looking for is somebody's more than one. We don't need more. We don't need several. We're talking about two or three or four people who can do it in a heartbeat. But somebody that will step forward and say, you know, that's what I want to do. For this year, I want to be a part of the crew that takes these labels that are here, and they're time-oriented, and so we got to get them all on there. And Richard Allegia is the deacon in charge of this, and we're not trying to do away with anything that he's doing, just trying to expedite it so whenever those things arrive here, they can go on. So if you have any interest in that, please let the office know in relationship to that. Now, there's another thing that happened in this last year, and that is that brochure that we mailed out that we've called the Plan of Salvation brochure. That last year, we mailed out that brochure, and we mailed it out into three different areas. We mailed it out into, to a total of 46,000 homes. Understands God's plan of salvation. And so there, we covered all of 404. We covered all of area code 404, all of 410, and 17,000 homes. You add that up. Look at the vast number of times people in this area know God's plan of salvation. And all of that is a result of what you're doing in the contribution that you have made in relationship to that. And then Mission Sunday has enabled us to be able to continue our Spanish work and to push it ahead in a great way. We've tried to have some bilingual service so we don't forget about our brethren who are meeting in another part of this building. And what a joy it is to be able to, whenever they have those baptisms, and what isn't it a joy whenever sometimes at the end of our services they'll come over and somebody will be baptized into Christ. And we are excited and so thankful about Douglas and Douglas and his family being here and being a part of this work, and that we can serve the Lord together. Palm Beach County is becoming more and more a Hispanic area, and we've got to do everything we can. The Word of God sounded out from you into this area, and we are so thankful for that kind of things. Now, part of that money also was used in relation to TV spot ads. You may remember those and may have seen some of those spot ads. You know, in Palm Beach Gardens, 100,000 homes were reached, and the area Comcast calls their West Palm Beach area, 185,000 homes were reached. That's 286,000 homes for a total of 36 weeks on 10 different channels, 2,000 spots. You add up what we did in that two-year period of time, and people are hearing about Jesus Christ from this congregation. Far from you, Palm Beach Lakes, the Word of God is sounding forth, and I'm excited about it and thankful for it, and I hope that you are too. Then for a while we had the television program with In Search of the Lord's Way, and we just could not find a good location or a good time to have it on the air, but that's another attempt that we made in reaching out to others. And then there was the radio program at WCNO for 5 years, five times a week we were a part of supporting that work that reached out, you know, you can look on the map all the way even over into the Bahamas. And by the way, speaking of the Bahamas, That Heart to Heart magazine is going to 1,000 people in the Bahamas, and a part of the Mission Sunday monies in past is used to send that magazine over there. Far from you, the Word of God is sounded out in all the world. I am thankful to be a part of that. And those Mission Sunday contributions have enabled us to have what I believe is some of the most outstanding literature. As you come in, there's that welcome station that is there, and there's that DVD that we produced, and we've already given away 5,000 of those DVDs, and we're in the second, we now have another 5,000 that we are distributing, and all of that beautiful literature that is there, that is comparable to anything that you'd ever find anywhere as far as the quality of it. And then imagine the truthfulness. I don't know if you've read those tracts that are there on that welcome display. You ought to take time to look at that. And then last year we challenged this church to improve the visibility of Palm Beach Lakes. And there's a photo of what Palm Beach Lakes look like as you drive down the interstates. And thanks to a lot of effort, we were able to get that was cleared, and the building is far, far more visible. And so we now have a visibility of the building that is there. And what we want to do, and we haven't done a good job in relationship to this, and I'll talk to you about something you can do in relationship to that, but just regularly change those signs that are there. You put a sign up and it doesn't change, nobody's going to notice. But why not put up when we're having some special event? Why not put up something about a special event? Why don't we advertise the Bible study, free Bible study by correspondence? Why don't we advertise the Hispanic work? Why don't we advertise our website, which, by the way, has a far-reaching impact in this area? And there are multitudes of ways that this can happen, but we need some volunteers in that. We need somebody who will just come down here and say, I'll be the one responsible for putting that sign up or taking it down. Probably you need more than one, and it would help if you're 15 or 20 feet tall, but we do have ladders, so if you're not that tall, we'll be able to accommodate that. And especially what we need, and this does not demand anybody who has great physical ability, is somebody who will do the legwork about getting the signs printed and getting them ready. It's more than we can handle in the office of getting all of that. And I believe the church ought to be congregationally oriented anyway. We need somebody that will say, give me the wording and give me the people, and the money is already there available. I will take responsibility for making sure that as my way of serving God this year, I'm going to step forward and make that happen. It's not just a dream, it's a reality. The money's there. All we need is for somebody to step forward and say, I'll do that. You let any of the preachers or let the office know. Then last year we talked about the fair booth. And what a great opportunity that was, and to look at the attendance at that fair booth this last year. And there are two big days in this last year. Their attendance was down. But the South Florida Fair has been held since 1912. It's one of the top 35 fairs in the world. And in years past, every year, for so many years, the Churches of Christ in this area had a booth there, and we challenged the church last year, and we almost made it in. Space is limited, and so we were not allowed to get in, but we already designed the display. We had to turn in a display of what the thing would look like. And so all we're waiting, and something we ought to be praying about, is we have touch screens, monitors that are there so they can come to our display and do Bible games and do Bible quizzes and whatever, and all the literature that is there. And so this is a preliminary display that we arrange. It's something we need to be praying about. We'll make application again this year, and God willing, we will be out there at the fair. And whenever that happens, we need some volunteers to step forward. We're talking about 3 weeks of 12 or 14 hours a day. I don't know how many hours a day. It's open at least 12, I guess. And we need a lot of volunteers involved in that. But the money's already all we need to do. We'll not be there this year, but we already have plans to make applications to do that. Where's mission money being spent? It's being spent in every way we possibly can to say we want to reach out and let the Word of God sound out from us. What about our teen mission trips? You think about over the years, the trips that our teens have made, and Mission Sunday contribution has made it possible for them over the years to go out on these mission trips and to impact the lives of others. You cannot begin to imagine the impact it has on teens and other congregations whenever our group of teens arrive there and show them what teens can be for the Lord and what a impact it has on those teens. You cannot imagine the impact it has on the churches whenever our teens go there and on the impact of the homes in which they stay. A great, great, great way for this church to reach out and to have an impact in other ways. And then the next one hardly needs any introduction, because one of the really exciting things I have that's about mission money is that last year we put money in the budget so that Troy could attend that school of preaching, the Southwest School of Biblical Studies. What a great, great opportunity that we have in reaching out and using that. And we'll be saying obviously more about Troy next week. But you need to understand that Troy and Andrea are there in Austin, Texas right now because of Mission Sunday money. I thank God I'm a part of Mission Sunday. I don't know about you. When I think about it, I just would to God that we could just dig deeper and give more and more and challenge our elders to find other ways to reach out. Let me show you the impact that this church is having in the matter of the work that we're doing, the missionaries that we are supporting in 10 different countries. Look at the world map, and I read the names of the countries where we are supporting missionaries in part: in the Bahamas, in Fiji, in Micronesia, in Nigeria, in Paraguay, in Saipan, in South Africa, in Trinidad, in Zimbabwe, and a Haitian work that we did down in Miami. That's Mission Sunday money has allowed the gospel to be preached. And the fruit that's being born, Philippians chapter 4, verse 17, is being born not to the account of those missionaries. The Bible says that fruit is being born to this congregation. And then throughout the year, we have special requests for people who are going on mission trips. And sometimes we've sent some of our own people on mission trips. Sometimes our kids in college would say, I'm planning to go on a mission trip. Can you help? And sometimes it's not just the kids. It's others that say, can I be helped in this? And so over the last 4 years, we have supported mission trips at least the list may not be exhausted, in the Bahamas, in China, in El Salvador, in Ghana, in Honduras, in India, in Mexico, in New Zealand, in Nigeria, in Papua New Guinea, in Paraguay, in Peru, in Sri Lanka, in Trinidad, in Venezuela, in Zimbabwe. I thank God I'm a member at Palm Beach Lakes. I'm excited about Mission Sunday for this next year. I don't know about you, but I really am excited about it. And then we have this special association with Apologetics Press and with the work that they're doing there. The monies that are given for salaries of those preachers who are involved in that, we are the gathering point for all of that, all of those monies. The Bible says, provide things honest in the sight of all men. And so our elders are overseeing and are collecting all of those monies that are there so that other people cannot say, well, they're just getting filthy rich. They're not doing that by any means, but we are part of that and we work in an advisory way with all of the works that they're doing. Now, I don't have to introduce to you the publications that they have, and that is first Reason and Revelation since 1981 and then Discovery Magazine since the year 1990. And so as we think about our work with Apologetics Press, we need to think about all of the things that are happening. And so already in their bookstore are books and tracts and children's books and things of that nature. And so you'll see on the screen a showing of the books and all of those children's tracts that are there. In the year 2007, they published several books. Buzz, just go to these, you know, one right after the other. Leave them on the screen long enough for individuals to see those. And to see the discussion that's to be found in those books. And by the way, stop long enough on that one to recognize what that church building is. And then the book on salvation. And then the books that are used in reference to children and their understanding and some doctrinal topics that are to be found. Those are books that were published. Look at the matter of DVDs that were produced. And we are a part of this. There is that Silencing of God DVD. And there is the one, all of these have to do with faith and challenges to faith. There are some that are designed like to appeal to children, Digger Dug's Underground. And these DVDs are available. And if you have little children, you need to get a copy of those DVDs and let your children be seeing them. And by the way, that particular children's program is on the computer every week. So you could just set a time with your children to sit down and look at Digger Dug's and all of the things that are there. Those are DVDs that are produced. Look at the number of tracts that were produced. Most of these are in what God says about these things. And this one's especially has appealed to young people. You can see by the things, the topics that are there. And these are the tracts that were published. In 2008, they're planning other things to be published. There are books that are going to be published in 2008. They've already laid out their plans for the year 2008. And Palm Beach Lakes is a part of the things that are happening there. And I thank God for this congregation and its ability to be a part of everything that's going on. And some of these are for children. Many of them have to do with a matter of Christian evidence. As I particularly like Goose, Mongoose, and whatever the other one was. And those things that are there that are going to be published in this year. Look at the DVDs that are also going to... Well, let's see. These are tracts that are going to be published. I'm sorry. These are tracts that they're going to publish in this next year. Already planned, already laid out to have these tracts to be published. And then there are the other items to be produced, and that's many of these are DVDs, Behold the Glory of God. All of these are designed to help individuals create faith in the hearts of their children or to challenge atheists and agnostics in their beliefs and to reach out and to touch the lives of others. When you begin to think about Apologetics Press, you think about the impact that it has. It averaged 98,000 visitors every month in 2007 from 100 different countries. 10,000 times a day somebody comes to Apologetics Press. And the congregation most closely associated with AP is Palm Beach Lakes. Then there is the staff that's there and these four men who are there. or they call them the professional staff, and every one of these men, Dave and Kyle and Eric and Caleb, have all been a part of the work here. Especially the latter three have been here to speak at youth rallies and work especially with those who are young people. And then I love the slide that AP sent to us showing those two younger men, Brad and Eric, with capable, intelligent men like this. You can look at the word intelligent, make up your own mind about it. But whenever you see those men in action, you know the scholarship that they bring. And we are so greatly blessed in relationship to this. Paul says, from you, the word of God sounded out. It's been a great, great time. You go back to that first slide where we talked about the monies that were given each year, and you begin looking at all of the things that have been accomplished, and when you get your bulletin this week, this material that of this lesson today, much of it, most of it, is found on the front page of the bulletin this week. I want you, when you get this, to start praying about it. Start praying about Mission Sunday. Because 2 weeks from today, we'll have another opportunity to commit ourselves on that one day so that the faith of the gospel may sound out from Palm Beach Lakes in a far, far greater way than it has ever sounded. 2004, 126,000, 120,000, 123,000, 122,000. I don't have any idea what this number is. But next week, in the time we spend together in this hour next week, we're going to talk about what we can do with the monies that will be given the following week for Palm Beach Lakes. And for God, that the faith of the gospel might reach out to others. I promised you when we started this lesson, you'd be uplifted by it. If you haven't been uplifted today, you know, I think you need to just drop off and let them embalm you this afternoon. I just cannot imagine you not being uplifted and encouraged by the word of the gospel and how it has just reached out. Let me ask you this, and would you answer out loud by saying amen? Are you glad to be a part of Palm Beach Lakes?
Amen.
I couldn't hear you. Are you glad to be a part of Palm Beach Lakes?
Amen.
All right, I am too. And that's exactly the way I feel about it. Folks, our deacons and our elders are in the forefront leading us to having a great, great, great year. And we need to be doing everything that we can. The deacons have committed themselves to raising the bar. You think there's not a place that we ourselves, in the year 2008, to say, I'm going to do more than I've ever done for the Lord Jesus Christ. If you think you've seen some good things today, just wait till next week. And then I hope that you'll be able to be here the following Sunday, and that's the last Sunday of this month, when we will be making that Mission Sunday contribution. Now, we're going to sing a song of invitation. It may have been that you've been studying the Bible, somebody's been talking to you about the Lord, and you want to be a part of this church, just reaching out, trying to touch the lives of others. It won't happen unless you believe in Jesus. Because in John chapter 8 and verse 24, Jesus said, if you believe not that I'm He, you'll die in your sins, and you'll not be a part of this church and be a part of this great things that happen unless you make up your mind to. That's what repentance is. I'm going to change the way that I'm living. I'm going to get involved in the work of Christ like I've never gotten involved before. That's what repentance is. And the Bible says it is that God longs for all men everywhere to repent. And then when you have confessed your faith in Jesus, Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, this very day you could say, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And then you could be baptized this very day. The clothing here, the baptistry's here. Be baptized for the remission of your sins. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38 says, repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins. Why would you not choose to do that today and make this the year, the greatest year of your life, because you're more devoted to the Lord than you ever have been? When you do that, the Lord adds you to the church. Folks in Thessalonica did it, and they became the Lord's church in Thessalonica. So many who are here this day have done it. They've become the Lord's church here in Palm Beach County. And as the word sounded out from there, we're trying to make this a New Testament church so that the word sounds out from this place. And then the Lord just says to those who've done these things, you be faithful to death, and I will give you the crown of life. What are you going to do with Jesus, and what will Jesus do with you on that day? If you need to respond to this invitation, won't you do by coming to the front as we stand together and sing.